Simply Done, the podcast network.
You know, the Iraqi city of Fallujah?
Yeah.
Where we bombed them with depleted uranium shells filled with white phosphorus?
Yes.
They now have a huge rise in birth defects and childhood cancer.
That's cool.
What are you smoking?
Apple cherry with tobacco.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, guys. I'm your pal, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
You know who I am, so I don't need to say anymore.
What do you mean they know who you are?
They know who I am. I'm just scared.
It's like walking into Denny's and going, give me my usual, you know?
Yeah.
I do that.
What if this is somebody listening to our show for the first time? They don't know who you are.
Of course they do. I'm the Scaremaster. Oh!
Well, if you are listening for the first time ever, that is Scary Perry. And the three of us, we were in the movie, the cult film classic, Windy City Heat.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Oh, Perry.
I thought it was the Perry's Project.
You were in a playful mood like a little puppy. You really are.
He's like a kitten gets in yarn, dude.
You're adorable.
You're all hopped up on catnip.
Catnip.
Well, now we've got our own podcast, and it's probably one of the best podcasts out there. So welcome to the show. I think that what's exciting today is our second annual Super Bowl podcast. We got some great news, not good news, but great news.
Really?
Yeah, that's coming up in a little while.
Tell me the great news.
We'll do that in a little bit.
Is it that you and I get to take off Perry's neck
You're
brace tonight?
Not taking off my neck brace.
That would
today.
Be great. It would be like that a miracle.
Be. It would be. You know what we should do before you take it off? Because that's coming off in the beginning of February, like the 10th,
February
I believe.
February 10th.
We can move it up.
You're not signing this one.
Why?
You signed the last one.
And we made some money.
And you made a bunch of dough on it.
Not a bunch.
And I didn't get a dime off of that.
Well, we built a studio, you fucking nitwit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How about this? How about if we don't sign it, we can at least just take it off?
I think we should sign it.
No signing of this one.
I think we should all get to try it on.
I said no one can sign it. No one's going to try it on.
That would be cool to see if our neck is the same size as yours.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's our Super Bowl podcast, and we should be talking a little bit more about the game this Sunday. First of all, let's find out. Who do you got this weekend?
You know, let me tell you something. After the pack was out, I just packed my bags and was like,
you don't care what?
I was like, I was just out of it. But mostly because I forgot a lot of stuff.
Yeah. How about you, Scaremaster? Who do you...
Well, I'll tell you this much. I thank God those Fudge Packers are not in the game. Thank God.
You mean the reigning champions?
The reigning champs.
When was the last time Chicago did it? You know why Chicago doesn't get in the Super Bowl? They're too busy knocking up the chicks from the hills.
Yeah. Good
what
point.
About that? What about Jay Cutler hooking it up with Christine Cavallarella?
Yeah.
Cavallarella.
What's up with that?
Oh, jeez.
Pronounce your last name. What'd you?
You pronounce it.
I don't even know it. So that's
okay. Stop. We got something a little important to talk about.
All right,
let's
talk about the important stuff.
Okay. All right, here's the deal, Perry.
Just a minute.
We have an opportunity for something really big, and we're going to get to that in a minute. We may not do it now because, Mole, guess what I found out this week?
You're Jewish?
No, that has nothing to do with what I found out this week. Why are you laughing, Perry?
Because this is what Mole just said.
It would be awesome.
Okay, let's stop. This is a very fucking serious thing. Because guess who in this room, and it's not Mary Jane and it's not me, guess who in this room is dealing with Salvador again?
Me.
Is it Mary Jane?
No, I said it wasn't me and it wasn't Mary Jane.
You dealing with Salvador? Hey, did you get the lyrics for your rap song?
It's coming.
Oh,
are
yes.
you serious?
Yes.
It's coming.
That's
you are
great.
Dealing with...
That is good. We're going to get to hear the
you were
song.
Dealing, Mole.
What?
You were dealing with it again.
I got 3 days of shooting with to finish up that project.
Awesome. Can you have a clip to show us? Let's take a look.
No, not yet.
This is the one
not
where you
yet.
Go around, you point at stuff and talk about it?
Not yet.
Now, let me ask you, did Salvador give you the $500 back for the song?
No, he
did.
Did
he give you the song?
We're going to be working on it.
No, it would be
we're going to be working on it.
You paid him $500 so you could write a song?
He wrote the song.
Where's the song?
He's got the lyrics.
Why won't he give you the lyrics? You paid for them.
You paid $500.
I know I did.
$500.
That's what I said.
Well, listen, I just want to hear the song. Can we just give us a taste? Have you been practicing it?
Do you have the opener?
I don't even remember.
Scary Perry Caramello. I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm a... What was it?
Give us a taste, dude.
It's called the teaser. It's our Super Bowl show.
I'm trying to remember this shit, and I don't even
Perry, we're asking you a question There's a guy that has caused us more grief than anyone else. His name is Salvador.
That's not true. Osama bin Laden?
Well, Osama didn't attack us personally.
He attacked all of us, dude. He made it so that they search you really hard when you get on planes. And who does that affect?
You and your pot.
Thank you.
All right, but here's the deal, Perry. What are we going to do? Are we going to go through some bullshit
again? No, we're not.
Are you going to listen to this fucking guy when he says shit about us?
Are you going to give us a taste of that rap tune?
As you opened it up, it kind of brought back a little bit.
Let me bust a beat. Dan, I'll bust a beat for you.
That's not the beat for the song.
All right, just do it.
You guys sound like you're chewing on
food. Shut the fuck up. Sing the fucking song.
My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow. Well, I'm Scary Perry Caravello. I don't remember the rest.
God, we heard that part already.
Nucka Nation is going to ridicule this guy till his death.
Well, listen, he's been...
Nucka Nation talk
shit. He paid $500 to get them... Whatever. Anyway, you got the money, Scaremaster. Throw it around. It's nice that you do that.
It's not that I have the money to throw around.
Well, it's nice that you support your friends. It is nice that you gave that dude some cash when he needs it. And, you know, it's nice of you to support your friends.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you this.
I know you're worried for me right now. I'm very worried.
Hey, I just want to wish Salvador and Scaremaster the best of luck in getting that song together.
Thank you.
I hope it's great. I can't wait to hear it. And, you know,
thank you.
Get that thing shot. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Can't wait to watch
I appreciate that.
Okay. Now, I've got something to say. I truly feel in my heart that something bad is going to happen.
If something bad is going to come up, I will not participate.
Okay. Meaning that's what you said many times before.
I told him yesterday.
Scaremaster's a professional.
Kindly listen to me, please.
He's a professional.
I told him
yesterday. He's got business cards.
I wish he's done more than 150 films. Call in and say if they believe this bullshit or not. I wonder when you hear this show, get in touch with me on Facebook, and I want everyone to vote upon, is Salvador going to cause problems again? If you think he is, say yes.
If you want to hear the rap song.
I do kind of want to hear the rap song.
I do too.
You spent $500 on it. Of course you would.
Yeah, I want to fucking get it done and taken care of and over with.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on with other things.
Let's get positive.
If you've never heard our show before, this is one of the few podcasts where we like to get interactive. We talk to you on Facebook. We talk to you on Twitter. But also, if you want to get a shout out on our podcast, this is the time that you can do it, because it's time once again for our $10 shout out.
Yes!
$10 shout out!
Now, if you have never heard this before, during the $10 shout out, if you want to get your name mentioned on here, you send us $10, $10 cash, and you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. You send $10, no checks, no money order, straight cash, homie. None of the legal mumbo-jumbo paperwork that we don't want to deal with.
You don't want to have a paper trail following you.
Exactly. So
you want to be off the grid.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it.
Can I say something, Dan?
You certainly can.
Can we start the show over?
Why?
Are we going to turn on the Elvis lights?
We don't need to start the show over.
Well,
Perry, turn on the lights. We'll just turn
right
on the lights.
It's right behind you. Just turn your neck. You'll see it.
It's right down there. You can't see it.
You just got to wrench your neck around and you'll see the.
Just turn your neck. There you go. There you go. The lights are on. It's like lighting the Christmas tree in New York. All right. Well, we got some $10 shout outs today. This first one here comes from a guy from Whittier, California. His name's Andy. Okay, I have a little hard time with it. Dear Scaremaster, if you're reading this, you've gotten out. And if you've come this far, maybe you're willing to come a little farther. You remember the name of the town, don't you?
Zihuatanejo.
What is this about? I could use a good man to help me get my project on wheels. I'll keep an eye out for you. On the chessboard ready? Remember,
what?
Scare Mustard, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. I'll be hoping this letter finds you and finds you well. Your friend Andy. P.S. I've map quested directions from 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. To my
motherfucker.
Little town, and have enclosed $10 to help you with
that
the
better
bus
be,
there.
That better be edited from the fucking...
Oh, I'd never keep that in. All right. Mole, we've got another one over here. Oh. This is $10. This is from a David Tate. David Tate. Oh, be very careful. It looks like there's something ripped or cut in here. It looks like money, actually.
Money, honey.
Watch that.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, some shredded up do-re-mi. Mole, Dan, and Perry. We are big fans of the Big Three, except for the unprofessional Perry Caravelli. We really enjoy the Guy Talk, Pie Talk segment of the show. To support the show, we even closed $110. We would like for Mole, Dan, and Mary Jane to split the $10 and to up the ante. If Perry can eat a whole Marie Callender's cherry pie during Guy Talk, Pie Talk, we would like to give the rest of the money. If Perry is incapable of eating the entire pie during the segment, we'd like Perry to split the money among himself, Mole, Mary Jane. We will leave it up to Dan to decide if Perry gets any pie extensions. Also, we at the Federal Reserve have decided to sponsor a professional skater. We're currently in negotiation with Terrible Tempur-Pedic. Once the paperwork is signed, it will be $200K per year. Thank you for turning us on, this awesome skateboard enthusiast.
Please.
Regards.
There's only one skateboarder in this fucking room, and that's
me. It's an awesome skateboard enthusiast.
He's not an enthusiast. He's a joke.
Oh, current and ex-chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan. That's nice of those guys to write. Thanks, Ben and Alan. Look, and they shredded up all this money.
That might be the $100 bill because we only found $10 in there.
Oh, yeah. Look.
And by the way, that last one from Whittier might have been Dufresne.
Shredded up $100 bill?
Check it out.
Dufresne. Yeah, it's all ripped to shit. So the $100 gone.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got another one. Here, Perry, why don't you read this one?
Here, check it out. Check it out, Scaremaster. Check it out, Scaremaster.
Sad. Very sad.
All right.
That was a good toss.
It was an excellent toss, Mole. Thank you. All right. Here's one from, who's this guy from? All right. Here's one from Perry that I'd like to, this is one I'd like Perry to read. It's from Travis. Okay. Go ahead.
$10. You want me to read this now?
That's what I said.
Okay. Hello, Don and Scary Perry and Sir Mole. Long time, no $10 shout out. My bad. My bad, period. But today I'm writing about a serious matter. I live in Brooklyn, New York now, but I grew up in the greater Los Angeles area, home of the Big Three. I played in the greater Los Angeles... I played football in high school between the years of 2001 and 2005. Nice. And one of your podcasts has recently... brought forth some memories from those times. I had repressed and hoped to forget. What's this?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. One day after football practice, some policemen came and talked to our coach. It turned out that these was a dude sitting in his Toyota truck across the street watching us. For weeks, I A responsible citizen noticed him and alerted the authorities. Turned out this pervert was jacking off on us, young studs, in our tight pants. The cops couldn't really prove anything, so they sent him on his way.
You have a Toyota truck.
It's not me.
Well, you used to do that with the girls.
Fuck you.
Keep reading.
But they told us his description in case the homo molester came back. They said he had a long, scraggly, greasy Italian. Oh, fucking.
You have long,
it's
greasy.
It's fucking bullshit.
Straggling hair.
It's fucking bullshit. We'll
keep going.
It's Italian. And a fedora from a 99-cent store. My fedora is not from a 99-cent store.
Can you prove that?
This fucking hat cost me $80.
Well, you got ripped off.
No.
Did it come with a rap song?
No. A trash bag jacket?
Why does everybody think you wear a trash bag for a
They're
jacket?
Fucking retards.
Tempur-Pedic made that same mistake.
It's pleather, man. You can see that.
It's fucking obviously 100% pleather. Leather.
No, it isn't. All right, finish the letter. Finish the letter.
It's only now that I realize it was not Scary Perry Caravello. I still like the podcast, but I plead you get rid of Perry and replace him with an American hero. Oh, fuck off.
Did he want to replace with Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah, that's what they want to do. Tempur-Pedic, or failing that, the musical genius. Yeah, right. Rucka Rucka Ali's no musical genius. He's a fucking punk. Stay cool, Don Mole and Perry. I hope you were rotten to hell, Travis. Travis Ghost from Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Oh, Travis. Thank you, and I'm sorry what happened to you as a kid or whenever this happened.
I'm really happy that we have listeners almost all the way across the country in Brooklyn.
We got people literally all over the world. Now, we got a picture here in this next one. This is from an Andrew Langley. That name sounds familiar.
I know.
Dear Big Three, huge fan of the show.
Oh, that's my buddy.
Is it Andrew?
Oh, maybe that's his kid.
Huge fan of the show. That's why you could imagine my surprise when I found the enclosed photo. Well, here's a photo. While researching the Library of Congress at my job, it's a photo of what I believe to be Perry's father in World War II.
Oh.
I hope you find this just as inspiring as I did. Your fan, Andrew Langley. Oh, no relation to the federal agent investigating Perry's child pornography.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what a crock of shit.
Whoa, look at this. Look at this. Mary Jane, look at that. They're saying this is Cookie Caramello.
Wow.
Give me the fucking... It's not him.
That's awesome.
It looks like you, Perry. It looks like a young you.
That's a really good picture. Hold on, can I take a picture?
Of course.
It's probably a face of me and somebody else's.
Oh, you wish.
Crock of shit again.
That sure does look like you.
It does look like, well, kind of like you, but like you could see your dad in there.
Picture of me with somebody else's.
It says Cookie Caramello right there.
It can say whatever it wants.
Well, I'm just telling you what it says.
Dude, it's a picture. You know what fucking Photoshop is all about on the internet.
I don't know anything
about
Photoshop.
Where do you go Photoshop?
I don't know how to work it. Look at my computer. I don't have a Photoshop on there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Bullshit.
Where do you go Photoshopping?
Yeah, well, anyway. And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
The bosses upstairs are absolutely loving this next segment, and they are actually talking about putting a theme song to this next segment. It is time for Perry's movie review. Now, Perry, this week I believe you are going to be reviewing the film The Crying Game.
I want to read.
Are you going to read the back of the box as you review?
Do you know all there is to know about The Crying Game?
Well,
and also, I believe that this week you're going to sing the theme from The Crying Game.
Just a crying game. I don't remember how it went.
Well, you were asked to try to remember.
I tried, but it just didn't go right.
What do you mean?
There was just, like, it was weird.
So you're not going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do the theme.
You can't do any of it?
I just did.
About the crying game.
All right. So the crying game is an unpredictable, unconventional, multi-Oscar nominated masterpiece that has become the sleeper hit of the years back when this movie came out. I think it was like 2003.
Just tell us about the movie, dude. Don't read.
Yeah, you're reading from the box. Who cares?
All right. The film stars Jay Davison as Forrest Whitaker's hot, exotic girlfriend in this film.
Finally,
and
a good movie that you might like.
And, well, the hot chick was actually in the movie, it was a woman, all right?
Yeah.
But as the movie goes, it was actually a guy that had a sex change.
What? Wait.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't like the movie.
Why?
Because I'm not into that shit.
Was the girl hot?
She was okay.
But it was a dude.
She had nice breasts.
No titties. Very
None
small.
At all.
Very
but it
small.
Was a dude.
Do they show
it? Them? It was portrayed as a guy.
But it was a dude. It was a dude.
Jay Davison was a
dude dressed up like a lady.
Jay sounds like a man's name.
Yeah, it
right.
J A
Y E.
Dude dressed up like a lady, but you thought it was a hot lady.
It wasn't a guy.
It was a guy dressed up like
all
a
right,
lady.
Then it was a guy that was dressed up like a woman that did a very
I'm really
good...
confused. So did you like this movie about a guy?
I didn't like it.
Tell us
matter.
What happened.
Did she
well,
look cute, though?
Who cries?
Well, here's.
I don't want to see. I want you to tell me.
I'm trying to, and this fucking moron on the other side of the room.
I'm just asking if the lady was
We're just
the
trying
lady
to find
pretty.
Out what's going in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, the lady looked hot in the film.
Did you like the movie?
The movie was interesting.
So you would have made love to this woman?
No, I wouldn't have.
Why? I thought you said
no.
She looked good.
You kept saying how hot she was and stuff.
Well, I didn't say how hot she was.
You said she had normal-sized breasts.
A B cup.
You don't like bees?
I'm not a bee. No, I don't like bees.
Besides Randy Callahan, who have you had sex with that had smaller than a double D's?
Smaller than a double D?
Besides Randy, because we know he didn't have any breasts at all. Who else?
Lydia? You know my Lydia.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, of course you know her. Yeah, she's had smaller tits than a double D.
Yeah.
But I miss my Linda Johnson.
Who's that?
That was my penthouse pet. That
okay. This we'll
get back
to the movie. Get back to the movie. I'm right.
So what happens? The chick
well,
that you threw
the chick,
hot for.
The chick that's right. in the movie right. is Forrest Whitaker's.
Oh, you're in the Forrest Whitaker?
Wait a minute.
Oh you fucking jag off. I'm not in the Forrest Whitaker, you fucking psycho.
But I'm confused.
Chick in the movie.
What's going on here?
Forrest Whitaker.
Just get to the
Forrest Whitaker was Jefferson. He was Jefferson in
I remember that in
Fast Times
at Ridgemont High.
Oh my God! Is that where you fell in love with him?
Okay, so Forrest.
Take the fucking film.
No, I'm not taking the film. You're supposed to review the fucking movie. No,
but this cocksucker on the other side of the
room. You're the one who said you're like
up, you fucking prick.
Molt, stop.
Slow
up.
Shut your fucking mouth.
All right, okay, we're going to get back to the movie. Now, Forrest Whitaker is playing a woman. Take
Forrest
it from
there. Whitaker is not playing a woman.
Then why'd you
Forrest
say that?
Forrest Whitaker.
I thought you said he had B breasts.
You're the one who said you wanted to have sex with Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I don't think he said that.
I'm going to get up and I'm going to beat
No, you're
the
not. You're
going to
sit down and you're going to review the movie.
Broken neck and all.
Edie, I mean, dude.
Okay, let's get back to the review.
All right. Now, the movie's about this Irish mafia that what happened with that Irish mob?
I don't know. Well, we didn't see the movie.
Oh, shit. that was actually taking Forrest Whitaker as a prisoner, and then this is the early part of the movie, and then they got this chick, Jay Davison, or was it some? It might have been, yeah, it was Jay Davison. Or it might have been Miranda Richardson. I don't remember who. But it's one of the two girls that was into him. And
Jay or Forrest Whitaker? Which one of the girls?
Tragic loss, Miranda Richardson, because it could just as easily have been Scaremaster with the bonk in the head from screwing around. She was skiing, he was skateboarding.
What's this? I don't know what happened. What are you talking about?
Miranda Richardson.
What about her?
She's married to Liam Neeson. She hit her head skiing. She had a subdermal hematoma and died.
Seriously? Whoa.
This girl?
I don't know. What's up?
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Anyway, I gave this movie a 7 out of a 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the only
reason... You liked it.
I did like the film.
Because of Forrest Whitaker?
It had a good plot. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, it had a good plot. But the only reason why I don't want it is because of the transsexual...
It's because you like the chick. You were totally hot for the chick. You're like, wow, she's
no, it's not because I like the chick, because I didn't like the chick.
I thought you said
I don't like transsexuals.
You didn't know it was a transsexual, though.
Yeah.
I know.
At first you said she
was
cute.
That's why you're crying.
Why are you throwing the movie at me?
Because you're supposed to pay me for the film when after I review it.
Scary Perry likes the dude in the crying
vertebrae. So you have to say, I give it a 7 out of 10 vertebrae.
I give it the crying game. Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's the crying game.
Sing it. And you also got to say, I give it 7 out of 10 vertebrae. Wait till you get me clean cut. Go.
I give it 7 out of 10 vertebrae.
Could you see yourself dancing naked in front of a mirror singing that song?
No.
Tucking your genitals between your thighs and squeezing your legs together so the back of it looks like a fruit bowl, and then dancing around like Buffalo Bill and Silence of the Lambs.
Have you ever done that?
You're disgusting.
All right. Well, that was today's Perry's movie review.
Now, do not give me another fucking movie like this.
First of all, I don't pick the movies.
I'm Perry. Caramello.
The people that pick these are the bosses upstairs. Oh, so I never know what's coming down. Mole, do you know what movie's coming down this week?
Oh, yeah, I did. They told me. Oh, God. They wanted him to concentrate on Italian actors.
Oh.
Thank you. That I appreciate finally.
But who was it?
What's his name? Who's the one? Scaremaster, who's the really good-looking guy?
They're all of them.
An Italian? Seriously? Do you think Italians look good? Do you think Italians are good-looking guys?
Marlon Brando.
I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people that I've talked to, and this is just, and I'm not trying to offend
you. Because you're Irish.
No, I'm not talking about myself, because I'm not attracted to men. Like a lot of women, they think Italians are like the closest thing to apes.
Scaremaster.
Change the subject, please.
Who is that one Italian guy, the young guy who you think is so handsome? What's his name?
What movie's he in?
You know what, Mole? I'm not going to answer that.
Hair with the blonde
hair. I'm not going to answer that.
What movie? What movie's
he in? I'm not going to answer that because you're trying to make it look like I'm gay.
What I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. We talked about him once, and you were saying how handsome you thought he was.
I'm not,
what movie's he in?
I'm not in the fucking men, you faggot.
It's not Forrest Whitaker,
dude. How handsome he was. I never said how any of
Wait a minute. The last person I heard him talk about being a handsome guy was Leo.
Yeah.
Leo? Who's Leo?
Leo DiCaprio. He said that he was a good-looking guy.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
True or false?
Think he's good-looking?
He's a kid. He's younger than me. God, I can fucking take that guy and make him my son. That's probably how young he is.
No, I don't think so. Anyway,
fantasies you got going on there. We're just talking about him as an actor, whether or not you think.
Leonardo DiCaprio is what, in his 20s?
No, he's in his 30s, and then all of a sudden you come up with this, hey, I wish Leonardo DiCaprio
I didn't
was
say
my
I
son.
Wish.
He's so good.
I did not say I wish he was my son.
It's just kind of creepy. I'll just say that.
I made it.
All right, but I'm just saying, you said it in a very creepy way. Now, so this is Leonardo
They want
DiCaprio
you to see
movie.
One of his early films. They want you to see him when he started because they said, you know, Scaremaster said he liked
these
this guy.
These are the bosses
before.
Upstairs.
They had heard him
Leonardo
say, like,
DiCaprio,
a long time.
What's, give me an
it's
early
called,
movie.
It's an obscure film. It's an art house film. It's called Total Eclipse, okay?
Total Eclipse.
Total Eclipse with Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. That's going to be next week's movie review.
All right.
Oh, is that the phone?
Is that the phone?
Hello, sports fans. Guess who?
Oh, it's Mr. Adams. Hey, how are
you? Is everybody excited about the big game this Sunday?
Yeah, totally, totally, yeah.
Indeed, Manchester United takes on the inbred football hooligans of Chelsea.
Actually, we're talking about football, Mr.
No, Adams. No, no. Actually, I'm talking about football. Real football. Where men don't cover up their sweaty muscles with pads and clothing.
Okay, but this is our Super Bowl podcast.
Ah, yes, yes. Super Bowling. I will hand it to you that Tom Brady is one steamy hot piece of man meat. Back me up, Perry.
Tom Brady. Yeah, he was just talking about Leo.
Perry, listen. Truth be told, you wouldn't mind hiking one into his pocket. True. Back me up, Perry.
Shut up. Yeah,
back him up, Perry. Come on.
I'm not going to back you up because you think
All right. I'll play your games. Yeah, listen, I'm going to go look at some Photoshop pictures of Mr. Brady in the bathtub. But first...
Do a joke.
Do one.
Indeed we do. Are we ready?
Yeah, do a joke.
What did the football coach say to the broken vending machine?
Give me my quarterback, dude.
Oh,
and it's
good.
Complete in the end zone. God. Score one for Walter. Do that end zone dance, Walter.
Aye.
Enjoy the game, fellas.
Okay, bye,
go
Mr.
Manchester.
Adams. See you, pal. What is you're going to do the end zone dance?
Yeah, man. Tell me football.
Okay, well, how about I throw you this remote control? Seems more like you're
end zone
smoking some weed. Wow. When have you ever done that before, Mole?
What, my end zone dance?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I played a little ball in school. Can I tell you guys something, though?
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
You're talking about my athletic stuff?
That's what we're talking about.
You know what? I'll tell you something. You know what I wanted to tell you guys? I got a surprise.
What?
Training for the LA Marathon.
You are not.
I am. No. And I'd really like it if you guys ran with me.
I don't know if I could get in shape.
Will you at least come out to the marathon and celebrate with me as I run by?
Perry, we should do that.
Run a couple. It's in the spring. It's a couple months from now.
Yeah, we'll definitely be there.
That sounds
we'll
possible.
Definitely be there and cheer
you know,
my up.
Brother. My brother ran track for Yale, and I never ran track, but I used to have to chase him. He would take my stuff and I'd chase
him. I
ran
a 5K. Back in 1979.
You did not.
That was my first driving instructor. Instruction. Excuse me.
She wasn't very good.
No, she
wasn't. My first drive from Palm Springs to the city of Blythe.
All right. Do we want to go in the story that nobody cares about or talk about something that everyone is getting very excited about?
Perry's movie review?
No. We're going to talk a little bit about a reality show that may be coming up.
Yeah!
Well, I haven't seen the thing that you saw on Fox promoting it yet.
It wasn't on Fox. It was on... Line.
It was a Fox. That
it was
Fox
on the
checked.
Internet that said that that Fox Network is going to be doing our show. It was like a little page on Facebook.
Right.
That was emailed to me saying that the Fox Network is going to do a show about a mansion that's supposed to be mine, and you guys are. Fucking with me like
okay.
You guys do at my
well,
apartment.
Well, I don't think that that's the thing. I think that what's going to happen is this, is that we're going to be in a two-bedroom mansion.
Right.
And it's going to be in Bel Air, I believe.
Beautiful.
But we're going to have a fourth member in the house.
A chick.
No.
A hot, wet chick.
Well, no. He's here with us right now.
What?
You may
Who
remember
is it?
Him when we used to do the Simply Don shows, which was the precursor to the Ding Dong show. We haven't seen him in many years. The executives really like him.
Whoa, who is it? Wait. Let me guess.
All right, go ahead.
Elvis Bubblegum.
No.
Okay, let me guess. Let me keep guessing. Dr. Carl Pavlov.
No, he's not. It's not Dr. Carl. How about this torch singer? Singing sensation, Dana Hamlin.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dana,
Dana Hamlin. Hi, Dana Hamlin. Sit down, buddy.
I don't remember him.
Hi. Hi, Dana. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, this could be the fearsome foursome. I don't know if they're going to change the name, but welcome.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you're a singer. I remember when you were part of the Simply Don show, which, of course, was the precursor to the Ding Dong show. You were always a singer. You would always wear a wonderful little tuxedo and you'd sing songs back.
Oh, man, he was the greatest singer in town.
So long time no see.
Hey, Dana, let me ask you a question. What? How are you doing?
I'm fine, Mo.
You want to have a drink?
Oh, I'm fine at the moment.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you like to sing? You still singing?
I'm singing all the time.
I love it. You're the best singer in the world. Scaremaster.
Oh, thank you.
You're also awesome.
Thank you.
Remember when he used to do Light the Candles?
Dude, I don't even remember this guy.
Are you kidding me? He did our public access show.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
You don't remember the best singer in the world. I saw you. I was with you at the public access.
Oh, God. That's a long time ago.
Eagle Rock.
Jesus.
Right. Well,
Jesus was not here.
No. We're going way back.
Maybe you should refresh his memory by singing a little song.
A song?
Yeah.
You don't remember my song?
Oh, I remember.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. Let him sing.
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Do you know I'm Scary Perry by Salvador D'Abrigato?
Light the candles, make some merry, blow the bugle. It's today, though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it, 'cause we're here.
1999.
After that, I have to get
1999.
I gotta get some background music, but it goes into the tempo. Perry, remember that, and then you get the real good tempo going.
Before 99.
Yeah.
Have some popcorn.
That was 94.
Snort a quaalude.
God, it's good to see you again. And you know what? Think about this. We're gonna be in a big house. Two-bedroom place, the four of us living together. We got to do a lot of karaoke for sure.
That's what's probably going to have to happen then.
Yeah. Think about us singing karaoke.
Oh, my God, all the time.
Marioke?
Karaoke.
So what are you doing?
How about karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
This guy is a pro.
Thank you.
Karaoke, that's perfect.
You know, Mrs. Ricardo, it's awfully hot in here.
That's what happens when you're wearing a sweatshirt in this hot weather.
It's a scare master, man. He's getting things heated up in here.
Look at this.
I see a connection here.
Get out of here, you homo.
His friend, stop it. Don't be rude, scare master.
All right, so let's make a couple rules. If we're going to be living together, No hate talk.
It's national. You know what? It's national. No name calling week.
Right, I didn't know that.
It is.
National.
National. This week.
This week, or does that include, start living together?
Does that include Alabama?
I hope so.
No. All right. Do we have to sleep in the same house?
Yeah.
What are the sleeping arrangements, for a couple, Dan?
Well, I know I'm.
Because I mean, I got to go to my house every week.
Well, you can do stuff. You can check in, okay. But we're gonna be living in a nice place.
Okay,
I'll be sharing a room with you.
What do we got? Like two doubles?
Two doubles, yeah.
Nice. What about the other room?
I don't know. Well, obviously it'll be.
It better not have one fucking bed, because
if it's a California king, the two of you.
I'm sleeping on the floor.
No. There'll be two beds. Don't worry about that. Do you snore?
Two times two.
Yeah, there'll be two beds.
Quattro cinco.
Do you snore?
I don't hear myself.
Do you snore, Perry?
No, fuck you! Fuck you!
What's the matter?
What's wrong with you?
He's like... Go fuck yourself, you fucking...
First of all, Dana, you're not attracted to Perry at all.
God, no. Look at,
thank you!
Look at Dana's in the best shape of his life. Look at him. Look at how fucking spectacular. Great this guy looks.
I'm not into guys,
you
know, motherfucker. Yeah.
You look really good.
Guys wouldn't be into you either with your neck braces all unsigned and stuff.
Are you at all attracted to him?
No.
It's not going to be signed. No.
Did he think so?
I don't know. Did you think he was attracted to you?
I thought you guys were trying to hook me up with this guy.
No, what are you talking about, Perry?
I know the way.
You're one of the best singers in town that's one of the greatest.
When have we ever done anything like that?
Every week.
We've set you up with a man.
You try to set me up.
No, we haven't. When?
You try to turn me into a faggot.
Oh, okay. First of all,
it's national no name calling week.
You can't give a fuck.
You start doing this. I apologize, Dana.
You can't use the F word.
Yeah.
It's not legal anymore.
Explain
well,
to him
fine.
Why. Dana, explain to him why.
Yeah.
It's not a nice thing.
See that?
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
Oh, the F word's not legal anymore? The N
word's
not legal?
Call him a breeder.
A breeder?
Isn't that what they call straight guys?
Heteros?
I'm a heterosexual. 110% heterosexual.
Sure? Well, not 110%.
Well, no, 110% because you got to minus a little bit of it.
Are you sure?
What, something that happened to me 20 fucking years ago?
Yeah, so that doesn't make 100.
That's 20 fucking years ago. Can we erase that?
Well, no, you can't erase anything.
Only if you got only if you got a time machine.
Jesus.
Imagine that. Can we please get back on point?
Yes.
Dana, what kind of music you been listening to lately, buddy?
Oh, my God. I have really changed my, I have broadened my repertoire.
Really? Stockcore?
Hmm?
What are you listening to?
Also.
A lot of Spanish music.
Ooh.
Old singers. New to me.
Like who?
Martin
Balsam?
No. Oh, how about, have you heard Jane Monheit?
No.
No.
What, the newest, greatest jazz singer around. I just met her last week.
Perry, have you ever heard of her?
Never heard of
Fantastic
her.
Fantastic singer. I told her to, Mole.
Yeah.
I told her she was the creme de la creme since Anita O'Day.
Oh.
That's quite a compliment.
Did she make you Anita O'Day?
She almost fainted with the compliment.
That's very
good. She signed my CD. She's fantastic.
Where did you see her?
Catalina's.
Was she opening for you?
No, I went as a guest. I went to see her as a guest.
Well, that's really nice of you, man. It's still support other people.
She's
you're
well, you know what, Dana? We're glad you're here, and this could be great. But right now, we've got to do some stuff in the show. And one of the big segments on the show that everybody seems to like, they like a little thing where it's just, today, four guys just sitting around at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh yeah, it's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Okay, so now Dana, you've never been part of this, but this is just some guys, you know, talking about things that go on in their life. It's just guys talking about guy things.
I've been laid up for too fucking long. That's the bottom line.
And wait a minute. Guy things. Whatever. Is that a little bit
well, usually
biased?
I'm trying not to be biased. Usually we say it's three guys talking about the ladies. But you're not into the ladies, right?
I'd love to talk about the ladies, but my guy things are not the same as your guy things.
Well, but you can talk about that. That's what we're saying here. Okay. Like, and Perry will tell us, like, he had a nurse that was in the hospital that was jerking him off as she was getting him a sponge bath.
Yeah, she... It could have been that.
But what happened?
You know, she was cleaning me. She was giving me a sponge bath.
But what happened when she was jerking you off?
She didn't really jerk me off. I mean, she was giving me a sponge bath.
Do you know something, Dana Hamlet? Do you find Forrest Whitaker to be attractive? Because we just learned that Scaremaster thinks he's a very beautiful man.
Would you shut the fuck up?
He thought he was a chick.
I didn't say that, you fucking loser.
He's like, look at him, she's a chick.
I didn't say that, you loser.
So, Dana, since you're right here, you know, maybe you can hop in and talk about something. Are you in a relationship now?
No. No, 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 no.
Do you wish you were?
No, 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 no.
You don't? You like being single?
I'm not relationship material.
Why?
That's not true at all.
I'm not.
I think you're wonderful.
Why, no one can reach that level?
I'm not. I can't handle it.
So what do? Do you just play the field quite a bit?
Oh, you know, life is full of surprises. Life, as Dolly Levi said, life is full of secrets, girls, and I keep them.
All right.
Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Sounds exactly.
Like you remember that?
When you're with a bunch of women.
See, my favorite people are not guy things. Nobody, you guys aren't going to like Dolly Levi.
I love Dolly Levi stuff. Let me tell you this. We're in the middle of guy talk. You talk about whatever you want
to
talk about.
Bring up something. I'll see what I can add to your
Have you met anybody recently?
No. But tell me about one of your guy topics.
Okay.
I'll see if I can weigh in.
Well, we were talking about
Forrest Whitaker.
Okay, I can't weigh in on Forrest.
Why? Are you not attracted to Forrest Whitaker?
No.
Did you see Crying Game?
No. Oh, years ago.
What'd you think of it?
I don't remember.
Scaremaster was totally like... into the dude in that.
Would you shut the fuck up?
You said you were.
Fuck off. I'm out of here.
Perry, sit down. Sit down. We're in the middle of guy talk in the middle of our podcast. We got a few minutes left.
Perry, how are you?
Perry, if you say that again, I'm going to punch the fuck out of you. Do you want me to punch the fuck out of you?
Be my guest.
Perry, I haven't seen you in a year.
Be my fucking guest.
I thought he'd be happy to see me.
I'm happy to see you.
Really happy to see you.
Perry, I haven't seen you in 18 years, and you're just yelling. How come?
Well, you know, I don't even remember you won.
Well, then you should...
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a broken refrigerator.
Excuse
cool,
me,
dude.
But, you know, I don't remember a lot of people that...
That what? That what?
Fuck
that
I,
what?
Fucking
that
know.
What?
That
what?
What? Fuck
that what? You were saying something about Dana that what?
I don't even know who he is.
But you remember we did all those shows at the comedy store together.
I'll tell you what. You're going to know him when you're sharing a room with him in our new reality show.
Right. So
okay.
That, from what
how
I understand.
How much money am I going to make?
I don't know.
Show?
You're the one that saw the fucking trailer.
Where are we filming it?
I didn't see a trailer.
I think
I
it's in
Bel
Air.
I saw a little thing on the... On Facebook, that was...
Okay.
I have an idea for us.
What's that?
How about we do it in Malibu, call it Four Dudes on a Cliff, and we do it right on a cliff.
I think they already have, like, some kind of mansion
that's
for
sick.
Us. How about
off the I know what will happen with this guy. He's going to go, boom, to me.
How about off the cliff?
Off the cliff.
Yeah, push me off the cliff.
Push you off the cliff.
Well, so are we going to talk guy talk at all?
I think that was it.
Really? Dana, do you have
I'd like to hear some more topics.
Well, okay, but during guy talk, we talk about things that go on.
The ladies talking about
no,
the ladies.
Hey, so you're being prejudiced
guy
against
talk is
Dana.
About, I'm not being prejudiced against Dana.
Yes,
okay?
You are.
Whether look, guy talk is normally...
It's guys speak, talking
about
guy
the ladies.
Things.
All right, guy things, whatever.
I come across a lot of ladies that you guys probably would...
Like who have you... Do you like eating pussy?
No. I don't know. I haven't lately.
Did you ever try it?
Yes,
you,
I have.
What when's the last time?
I don't want to talk about my sex life.
Why?
Wait a second. Because I don't... That's off limits. Let
what?
Me tell you something.
Not during guy talk.
Let me tell you something. I know some good-looking yoga teachers you guys would like, and they're limber. They'd probably be fun for you. I could maybe hook you up with some... I don't
yoga
know,
teachers?
Introduction.
That'd be cool.
Do these yoga teachers like slimy greaseball Italians?
I don't know, but you know, I'm around a lot of good-looking women.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a guest on the show. Why won't you talk about your life?
I don't. Well, I don't want
to. You don't have to mention names.
But I don't talk about my sex life.
Why?
No.
He's
really?
Private.
No,
he's
very
private.
Private, private. What happens in the bed stays in the bed.
It's almost like the Vegas.
I know. I was trying,
exactly.
I was trying to come up with something better, but
that's okay.
Right.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
Perry seems like he's trying to itch around asking if you're a top or a bottom.
See, that's
I didn't
that's
say that.
My
that
first,
you seem like
Perry. That's my first gripe. That yes. is my number one gripe when people start categorizing things like that.
I didn't say anything like
well,
that.
Come on,
like
Scaremaster. Be cool, man. Be cool, dude.
It's his first turn.
When you start coming in here going like, hey, are you a top or bottom? It sounds like you're the one who's interested in it, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
Change the subject?
Yeah.
Well, then
thank
why
you
bring it in the first place?
Yeah, thank you.
No comment. Please.
I wonder if a hetero guy would be offended if I say, are you a top or a bottom?
Good point. Perry,
yes,
well, when I got my girls, sometimes I'm on top, sometimes I'm on the bottom. Depends on which chick
I'm apologize
with.
To him.
So
because
I, well,
what, did I, what am I what
because
am I apologizing
you just don't
for?
Ask some guy
you're,
that you
I
just
didn't
met.
Ask him.
You're going to be his roommate soon, and you don't need to ask that kind of personal stuff.
If I'm going to be his roommate, then I need a $500,000.
That's all you're doing it for?
Okay, then.
What if they said $50,000?
Oh, God, no.
You wouldn't.
What if they said Forrest Whitaker's going to do a cameo?
Maybe during karaoke night, Forrest Whitaker couldn't do the crying game with you.
Oh.
Dressed like he did in the movie.
That's for sweeps.
You know, you guys are... Oh, Christ.
How about another song, Dana?
How about for something for the Super Bowl?
Maybe you could sing the Star Spangled Banner for us.
Oh, awesome. Let's stand
up. I'm not standing up.
You want to stand up for the National Anthem? Okay, I understand.
No, I'm not.
You want to stand up for Lady Liberty? I understand.
Are you ready?
I just want to say to all our fans who are veterans out there... that I'm sorry that Scaremaster wouldn't stand for the
national
anthem.
That's crazy.
I know what it is. You are not standing up because we were talking about Forrest Whitaker, and you can't stand up. Interesting.
Is that true?
Nice cover, Scaremaster.
I
noticed
his fanny pack is right in front of him.
The national anthem, because I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, you don't recognize country?
We don't.
Recognize him. You're not American.
Oh, Christ.
You're not an American.
A Jehovah Witness? And you use the F word?
Thank you, Dana.
Now, do you knock on doors on Sunday morning?
I have.
And disturb people while they're doing the F word?
I'm not answering that.
I can't believe that the country that Cookie Caramello cooked for
and brought great joy to fellow naval officers.
This man doesn't recognize as a Javajo.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Jehovah's
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. I am an American.
I'm American from
and
Milwaukee.
Dana is an American. And if you would, start it. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight came through to the night. Where the flag was still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Big finish, Dana.
O'er the land of the free and the home of the
play ball!
That was unbelievable.
That was a little flat.
Dana Hamlet, everybody.
You have to forgive the flat.
American!
No piano, you know.
Dana Hamlet, American. And Perry's sitting over there just thinking of Forrest Whitaker and his fucking commie.
Shut up! Yeah, you got too big of a Forrest Whitaker boner to stand up for your country. I'm sorry, Cookie Caramello. Oh,
I think we're all sorry.
Wow. And to all our veterans and all our American fans out there, we sincerely apologize for Scary Perry's unpatriotic unprofessionalism.
We are probably the luckiest podcast in the world because every week we get food from maybe what I consider the best Thai restaurant in the world today. What the Huck?
Well, we got food from What the Huck?
Again. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Here's the deal. A lot of people in the West Hollywood area don't even know about What the Huck. Dana, have you ever heard of What the Huck?
No, I haven't.
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Would you like a chicken satay?
Have one right now.
I'm fine for the moment.
I'll have one. Look at it. Oh, it's just good.
May I have one, please?
Let him finish the commercial, please.
What the Huck is where?
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard. Perry, give the number again.
323-654. What's the last four, please?
I thought you knew it.
I'll give it.
7852.
7952.
7952.
That's 323-654-7952. And a lot of people say, there's no place called What the Huck. Well, give them a call and say, What the Huck? What the Huck? Are you for real? And they'll say, yes, we are. That's What the Huck.
Are they from Brooklyn?
No.
They're from Thailand.
They sound like they're from Brooklyn. You say, yeah, we are. We are. We are. You hungry? Yeah, we are. Isn't that what they do in Brooklyn?
True. Yeah, that's what they do.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
I have five.
Give us your five favorite
movies. My five favorite movies of all time.
Jeff Stryker's Volleyball School.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Okay. Not in any order. Not in any order, but I would say Cabaret was one of them. I used to have this girlfriend known as Elsie. Remember this? Who shared four sorted rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker.
I love this.
Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen in West Hollywood, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she'd turn to me and say, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come to hear the music play.
In honor of what the heart?
Life is a chicken satay, my friend. So come out and have one today.
Game Master on chicken satay?
No, I'll have that.
Okay, that verse was a little too...
Don't you dare throw it.
Catch it.
Do just not throw it.
You dropped it.
God damn you.
You dropped it. Please. I did that in honor of what the huck at 323-654-7952.
Thank you. That was absolutely wonderful.
You're welcome. No, either K. Pas de quoi, monsieur.
What?
I'm just giving you
what language is that?
That was two different ones.
He's going to teach you a lot of languages when you guys are hunkering down for the night in your room and just shooting the breeze.
I said thank you. I said you're welcome in Spanish.
Oh, did you? That's wonderful.
And de nada.
You know what? I know some really cute Latin girls, too. I like how they get really into their words. They, like, really, they're voluptuous.
They roll their R's.
They're voluptuous vowels.
Like Sofia Vergara.
Because if you find one with a really sexy voice and you say thank you and they say, with pleasure. With pleasure. Have you ever noticed that?
I love it.
Sounds good. You are really getting into Dana. This is going to be a good roommate position after all.
A position? Please don't use that word. Don't use that word.
Don't even go there.
He's finally decompressing from Forrest Whitaker talk.
I meant good roommate. What did I mean?
Proxemics is what you're talking about.
That's one question.
No, not proxemics.
You're trying to make something happen.
I'm not trying to make anything happen. You're delusional, Perry.
You need to lighten up, dude.
Absolutely. I think you should apologize to him.
I didn't say anything like you did.
No, you know, there's a lot.
You better apologize to me, motherfucker.
I'm not apologizing to you.
You never do.
A lot of people are saying that you should have a segment on the show that's strictly about Perry apologizing to things that he's done wrong the previous week.
I didn't do anything wrong. You're blaming me for everything.
You said all that stuff about Forrest Whitaker.
I said nothing about Forrest Whitaker.
You killed Nathaniel.
I never said anything about
you killed a little boy, Nathaniel.
I'm out of here.
No, you're not. We're doing a fucking podcast.
I'm out of here before I even got here.
Shut the fuck up. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But why are you going to take my word for it? Let's listen to the words and to the wisdom of an American hero. A great friend of the show and skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Probedic.
Skateboard crook.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality corn only when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. I see that by the old clock on the wall that we're about to wrap things up here.
That's a new clock on the wall you got.
Actually, we're going to end it with what some have called the best segment on our show. As a matter of fact, some people have called it the best segment that goes on the airwaves. That's quite a compliment, but it's worth it. It's time once again for something we like to call Mole Play.
Oh, awesome.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
If you've never heard Mole Play before, it's an improv game we play here on the show. But before we get to that, I'm not really sure how we handle this. Mole, do you have to say anything before we get into this?
You mean about not being associated with MolePlay, the board game, a division of Propeak Industries?
Exactly.
No.
Okay. Do we have to say that anymore?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway.
He did.
Yeah, he actually did.
Yeah.
Anyway, MolePlay is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he takes something we've talked about on the show. Nadina. Then he will cast the scene. Then he will direct the scene. Now, Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Ladies and gentlemen, I take you to Indianapolis, where it's the fourth quarter with only seconds left of the Super Bowl game. The New England Patriots are down by, I don't know, let's say 4 points.
Okay.
They need a touchdown here, folks. Tom Brady has one shot at it. Dan, I would have you play Tom Brady because you look so much like him.
You know, we're both from Michigan. Yep. I was third in the nation in punt returns my senior year. And Tom Brady played quarterback at Michigan. So we have a,
lot in common.
Beyond our beautiful eyes, full lips.
And big necks that Scaremaster likes so much.
Yeah.
So instead, Dan Hammond, you are going to play Tom Brady. You know who that is?
No.
Okay, perfect. Scaremaster, you are going to be Scaremaster, who's coming for an injured Rob Gronkowski. Now, you're the best shape of your life. All you got to do is catch this little slant pass, and you're going to win the game. Okay? You're getting ready to go. But suddenly, the Giants make a substitution. Look who they brought in. It's Forrest Whitaker, like Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Dan, you're Forrest Whitaker, okay? He comes in, and he eyeballs you. He thinks you wrecked his Camaro. But you can't believe it's him. God. You're so in love with him.
Go fuck yourself.
Wait, just wait for the
go game. Fuck yourself.
Well, then you show him.
Fuck
get
off.
Don't let him get
fuck
you.
Fuck off.
Hold on.
That's you are the worst director on the
oh,
planet.
Oh, really? Right now I'm casting. We haven't even gotten to directing. Ready? Mole play.
69, 13, 7, 42, 69, 69. Hut. Go.
Brady goes back with the ball. He's looking for Gronkowski. Suddenly, Forrest Whitaker is all over him, and the two of them stop to talk.
Hey, what? What's going on here?
Talk to him.
What? Dude, this is the play we're running.
Why do I remember you?
He's in love with you.
Get the fuck out of here.
He thought you were a chick.
You're the guy that fell in love with me when I did the movie The Crying
Game. Wrong, motherfucker. Go fuck off. Get the fuck. Go away.
Go fuck off.
Yeah, go fuck off. I'm running a fucking play.
You tell me
to fuck off. We're on the football field, you fuck.
Brady's flushed out of the pocket.
32, 69, 14, 84, 40.
He throws the ball. He's got Gronkowski open, but suddenly Gronkowski's completely distracted by Forrest Whitaker's big thick neck.
Oh, God. Oh,
the ball hits
God.
Him in the neck. He screams.
Scream.
Oh!
Oh, jeez.
Forrest Whitaker goes to see if anything's wrong with him.
Are you okay?
They hug.
Give me a hug.
Good.
Give me a hug.
No.
Give me a hug.
I hurt too much.
What do you mean you hurt too much? Because you dropped the ball. Come here. Give me a hug.
The two of them lay
You're
on
in
the...
love with me.
God damn it.
The two of them lay in the end zone.
Just lie
beside me.
Gearmaster rubbing.
Hug me.
Forrest Whitaker's giant neck.
Rub my neck. I love it. You like my neck, don't you?
Please, would you guys cool it, all right?
We're in the middle of a mole play.
I don't give a fuck if we're in the middle of the fucking podcast.
We are also in the middle of the podcast.
I don't care.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
God, I need a drink.
Here's some tequila.
No tequila. No gracias.
You want
but
some?
Thank you.
You want some Jägermeister?
No, thank you.
This has been a show that has shown us a lot. We really, the four of us together, have great chemistry. But it's time to wrap this show up today.
Let's what?
Wrap this
Let's
show up.
Let's take a trip to Niagara. This time we'll look at the falls.
Let's take a kayak
to Quincy and Iac.
Come on,
let's
you
get away from it all.
Let's put our hands
we'll
in
travel
there.
Perry,
did you have a good show today?
Yeah, I thought so.
Here we go.
Four.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at Don Harris. Perry is on Twitter at
ScaryPerry818.
And on Facebook, he's at Perry F. Carabello.
K-A-R. As in car, A, B as in Victor.
Mole is also on Facebook at Walter Molinitsky. You don't have a Twitter account yet?
What is that?
Okay, Dana, do you have Facebook? You don't have any?
No, you can't find me.
It's off the grid.
You can't find me anywhere. You can take me anywhere but out.
Are you hiding?
I told you, I've turned into a recluse. What's your name? A
Norma Desmond.
Yeah, kind of. Oh, my God. I can't go on. I'm too happy. And after Salome, we will make another picture. And another. All you people out in the dark, you made me rich. I've got $1 million. I own 2 blocks downtown, and I have oil in Bakersfield.
Popping!
Well, that's today's Big Three Podcast. Until next time, see you later. I'm at the Comedy Store every night. Come and see me there. Monday night, the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Mary Jane, you got anything going on?
Yes, the Ding Dong Show, Monday night at 10 p.m. at the World Famous Comedy Store in the Belly Room.
Until next time, see ya!